Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
I'm going to be a medieval monk maybe every once in a while if you guys need it. If you need a pizza jingle.
Okay.
Yeah.
This sadness part two.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Hey, isn't that look, Little Caesars had its run. Okay. Yeah. Is all I'm saying. Oh, now, look at this. Look at this Roman running around, blah, blah, blah.
Now I'm hot.
There's
ready.
Better. There's fucking monk pizza, which predates all that Roman shit.
Monk pizza. I like it. Pizza.
If you want to license this, please contact Drennan at
347-470-8150.
That's my real number, dude. Come on. Why'd you do that?
Early. Yeah. Let's, how about we go ahead and start this fair show after a, we had some technical difficulties
sure
before.
Did.
And now we're all here live.
Great now.
Beautiful caller.
Right on.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Oh, I didn't notice you there. Hello.
Oh, hello. And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hey, I'm podcasting from my bedroom with no pants on because my son is like a poltergeist today.
Oh,
he's
boy.
He's insane. So I'm scared. And so I locked the door. I don't really lock myself in any room, but
yeah. Why no pants? Is it
and
like
my name is Jeremy.
Do they avoid you with no pants?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the pants angle is.
Well, well, look.
That's just for comfort.
Podcast technique.
I'm sitting not 3 inches from a very hot steam furnace that does not, I have no control over. So
for the listener, I think Danny means
the
radiator.
No pants is real. Whatever, furnace, radiator, who cares? I have nothing to do with it, but it's on all the time.
Right on.
Yeah. Our guest for the entire hour before we started our radiator segment, you know, things like Conan and Adam Devine's House Party. He has a new series called Inside Voices on YouTube. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Drennan Davis.
Drennan Davis!
Hey, thanks. I was under the impression you weren't going to use my real name. I was told this was going to be a witness protection kind of deal.
Well, it's cool. It's true. It's true. But here's Drennan. Brennan is.
I mean, Brandon.
So Jeremy gets his B's and D's confused. So yeah. He wanted to say so Brennan.
Brennan Bravis.
And it turned into Brennan Bravis.
Okay. That real name.
Now your first year here at UC Berkeley, we have Brennan Bravis.
It's actually Gravid, like David. But Gravid. Oh my God,
for the,
that pizza looks so
second
good.
Second episode in a row that Michael's showing off his broiled
my God.
Pizza.
So did you make that yourself, Mike? That looks awesome.
Just now. I made it just now.
Yeah, he did
come
make
back
it
to New York. Oh, yeah, I'm not wearing pants. I forgot that.
What? I feel like a jerk. I have my pants on here.
Jeremy, crop that part, would you?
Yeah, I can't do it. That's the problem with this new thing. Everything just records.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your mouth, watch your pants.
In keeping with the radiator discourse is the pizza oven discourse, which also gets us mighty hot in our Brooklyn apartments, which is good. You know, we don't have it as bad as everybody freezing in Texas and elsewhere across the country. So I hope they're doing okay. We're thinking about you and sending aid to the appropriate mutual aid organizations.
Rad.
Absolutely. Jeremy's putting the crawl across the bottom of the screen right now.
That's right. Here's the crawl. I wish we had a crawl system here on the, but we don't. Whatever.
Pizza
Who
for
cares?
The powerless. That
Hi,
could be
everybody.
Like you guys' new thing.
I like it.
Ooh,
pizza for the powerless.
Power to the pizza.
How many pizzas can you? Power to the pizza. I think it was.
Pizza to the powerless. I love it.
All right, hold on, Danny. Let's do the song real quick.
Well, you better get.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you a beat, and you're going to sing this. Ready? Oh wait, hold on. I got this new loop pedal, I want to try this. Here we go. This is called Power to the Pizza.
Oh, yes, please.
Power to the pizza. Pizza to the powerless. Power to the pizza. Michael C. Marona. Gonna make some pizza. How much pizza can you make?
As much as it takes.
Yeah.
Oregano-izing the people.
Gonna get Grace Jones on this too. Here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes. Grace Jones. Here she comes. Yes!
Power to the pizza.
Power to the pizza.
All right.
Wow.
Pizza to
wow.
the powerless.
She was expensive. She was expensive, right. But she did it for free because she loves Texas.
Amazing.
Hell yeah. Anybody out there want to start this campaign, please secure the domain powerless to the, what is it? Pizza to the powerless.
Let's not gloss over the fact that you said domain, which is interesting because a domain is a website, but
what
a domain
exactly
seems like a domain is one of those things that you put at the bottom of your door when there's like at least like half an inch
between the floor.
That's a domain.
The draft kicker or the draft.
They call them dreards too.
Do they call them drunnels?
Actually, that's my witness protection name.
Only in
Drunnel Davidson, erstwhile raconteur, anonymous raconteur.
It's weird because Drenal has always been my safe word in the last like 20 years. I've been doing all my kinky sex. It's always just Drenal.
See, I have to admit, I bought a Drenal a long time ago, and I really never use it. not even for the woodworking. I told myself I would do.
Those things are those like a new tool? I feel like I just started hearing about those like a few years ago. The Drenal.
I think the concept of a rotary tool has been around a while. They just commodified it into a Dremel. Like, this is our brand of rotary tool.
Gotcha. They just changed the name.
And then everybody had to have one. Like,
I had one very, very sad accident once where I was having some kinky sex and I said Dremel instead of Drenal. And she grabbed the Dremel.
You got to change it to swizzle stick or something like that.
Got him.
What attachments do you keep on your bedside Dremel anyway?
You don't want to know. It's like egg-shaped.
It's a wire brush of some kind.
We used to actually, Brennan.
It's
Jesus
Dremelin.
Christ. Brennan, we know you from,
it's Dremelin. Dremelin.
We did a man boobs tour in San Francisco for the Great Sketch Fest 1 year, and you were on our family showcase, which was a lot of fun. And that was been since several hundred years ago. It feels like at this point. But
when people traveled freely without papers.
Oh my gosh! And we could just.
Let me see your papers.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
I had a point to that, and I've
What was the point? I don't know. Maybe we were just dorking out on music quite a bit. Like Danny, we were talking about stoner metal quite a bit at the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can get behind a lot of stoner metal. Red Fang still.
He's
still
a record hunter as well. This guy.
Favorites.
Hell yeah.
Danny's a digger.
R.I.P. to you, Roy. If anybody gives a shit about him. He was the coolest reggae DJ ever. He used to just say beautiful rhymes over all these melodies and songs that you loved. And he would make records out of it. So he'd be like, oh, cool, this is your record. I'm just going to put like 10 songs from different people. I'm going to just lower the volume a little bit. And I'm just going to like make up some cool rhymes for like an hour and then sell it.
He's like a more talented DJ Khaled.
He's a way more talented DJ Khaled.
He did it better than anyone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I guess DJ Khaled only says one thing, right? DJ Khaled.
The best music.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, the that's best. It.
We
yeah.
the best.
He's...
Now that's what I call playing yourself.
What does a producer mean anymore?
Dremel Corporation started in 1932. Oh.
I don't know. I'm hard pressed to figure that out myself.
Well, you used to have business cards. You used to always have a business card.
Well, they used to sell records, so there were points involved. There was money on the back end.
But Dan, do you have a business card?
Yeah,
Dremelin, do you have a business card? Of
you
some
know,
kind?
I don't have any business cards anymore. No one asks for them. I feel like when I get them, I try to hold on to them for like a good couple of weeks, and then I just lose them.
I used to turn mine into filters for weed cigarettes.
I could see that that's how yours would end up. That's a
be like, sorry, who is this? I'm a
Tamborelli indicator.
So and so production.
Jeremy, have you had business cards?
No, but I did buy this. You know, you see those Instagram ads with like the shitty or products, you know, that are like, oh my God, that's something I need. I bought one and it's called Tapped.
Oh, wow.
T-A-P-D.
Apostrophe
D. Tapped. What is it? And all you do is stick this to your phone and then people can tap it and get your business card or your contact information.
Oh, yeah, there was...
But you have to have one of those cool smartphones if you have a flip phone that only
look,
works for...
Look.
Yeah, I think about 100 years ago, there was an app called
I got a Nokia that says it ain't going to work.
It just worked, and we're taking us to... Seltzer King's podcast.
He just bet you...
Lists of all of
he
our
just
podcasts.
Bet you a Nokia phone that it wasn't going to work.
I don't know why we're sponsoring Tapped, but... But we seem to be, so.
I mean, it seems like you and Drennan both have your carbon footprint erased, and I'm just sitting here with a boatload of paper, you know.
You got filters.
I mean.
Still got some of those.
Yeah, you're using them.
No, I don't smoke. I don't smoke weed cigarettes anymore.
No, I never had a business card printed up, but not that I didn't think of one.
Drennan, do you see his face? Look at his face. His face is one. People look at him and go,
I used to write my phone number on clothespins when I was trying to break into the business of electrician.
Like and then you just kind of like acting. Pin them on people that, and they find it later.
Yes.
That's a great
exactly.
idea.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually had that
my
happen
name
to
on
me.
One side and my phone number on the other.
I like
what
it.
What were you working on?
I know so many M. Michael M. You can't write Michael C. Marona on the whole thing unless you have very good handwriting. Because usually I would imagine he's using a Sharpie, right?
You're writing on a clothespin?
Like Sharpie exactly. seems
definitely
like
that.
That's a fat tip. So that fat tip is going to...
Well, that's why you need to get a tag.
It's a full name.
It says nothing about anything else.
Get yourself
it says
a tag.
Nothing about anything else, Michael. Just please.
I love that he's just cooking in the back.
Were to
that's
add
so
it
great.
To the...
I just love that he's... I also forget that Michael wears
it's
tiny
not,
legs.
They're not.
They're tiny blacks.
Boxer briefs are the way to go, and everyone knows. They don't look like boxer briefs.
They're not any boxer briefs I ever bought in my life.
Who are you feeding during a podcast? What is happening?
Famous last words.
Oh, you can't hear.
Yeah. So Drennan, anyway.
Yeah.
So Drennan, anyway. This has now become Danny the adventures of Danny and Drennan, or Drennan and Danny. Actually,
or
sounds
pizza
better.
And
let's
Mike
do it.
Or...
I'm ready to take over.
Are you gonna eat that pizza?
We're gonna call this podcast, dude. Are you gonna eat that pizza? Nobody said anything about eating any pizza.
I just want to do more brands of
sit a little.
With weird voices.
Oh, you want to hear some weird voices?
You were going to do a pizza brand, Mike's Pizza Brand.
We did a pizza brand. What's an accoutrement to a pizza brand? Let's go with your favorite.
Oh, peppers for the powerful?
Pepper.
Is that what you're thinking? Something like a corollary?
I'm just saying. I feel like Drennan can put something up quick.
All right, we're going to do this one in Beach Boys style, okay?
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, wait, that's not right.
Yeah.
Hold on here. Check.
Sounded good.
No, that's it's not working. Hold
whichever on one played over and over at your wedding was great.
Love you, but if you got cracked red pepper, yes, too, I would put it on my slices for all of the time. God only knows my crushed red peppers could, yeah. Pepperoon, pepperoon. Anyway, I'm sorry. This has gone off the rails.
I don't know if there were any rails to begin with.
Well,
I mean, fair. Jeremy that's told me there point. Will be rails to go off of. So I'm just going.
I was told there'd be rails.
Yeah.
No, I'm all about that. I mean, the three of us can sit here and talk and, you know, make stupid noises. But
no,
you
we blame things on Jeremy all the time. So don't you're fitting right in. Don't worry about it.
Right on. Now I'm going to just talk like Boba Fett for a while. And so if you have any questions for Boba Fett, I'm happy to take them.
Oh, Boba.
It is Boba. It's not Boba.
Did you see?
Yes. Boba, how deep was that hole?
That's a great question. I tend to dig a little deeper each time. So when I am digging holes, which is my first job, I say a hole is a hole, but then it's like, well, how deep can I get this hole? And that's where this next column comes from.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, this thing's not working. Sorry. All right, let's try.
Ooh.
Oh, I gotcha. Sorry, I know what happened.
I was helping.
I'm just trying to go with you. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, something happened. Do you guys see me?
We have pizza inhalation, mouth inhalation.
I'm listening, Boba. Go ahead.
I feel like that's the Mars Rover pizza establishment. You know what I mean? They just roll up.
Well, yeah, way
today
to go,
was the day that we landed on Mars.
Way to go,
again.
Way to go, Boba.
On another rover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I didn't know how funky he was.
I learned a lot from Jabba.
Jabba Wabba Doobo Baba.
That's right. You know, that's
Solo Jedi.
You know, it's that James Brown song. I know that originally the lyrics were "Make it Jabba now." Instead of "Make it funky," you say "Make it Jabba now." And
how did that one go?
I guess we can't do that anymore because "Make it Jabba now." Make a Jabba now. Make a Jabba now. Make a Jabba now.
For the listener.
Solo, Bolo, Jedi, Bolo.
Take it to the bridge!
I wanna be the Rancor. I am a Jedi.
The last line is just take it to the bridge.
Bring me hold to on, the hold. Rancor.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tap dance on him. I'm a Jedi.
I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi. I'm a Jedi.
Make don't mess with me, big man, or
trying.
You'll end
he's
up in
so
the
hard.
Sand.
I have a really great James Brown record that's got that song Popcorn
great.
On it, and the B side of it is like a couple like live tracks that I guess they were just like, we got to put out a record. What do we got? Oh, we got this, and it's James Brown trying to tell his band how to like do his like one time, two times, pop pop, and like James Brown could not get it on beat, and this band was doing great and like trying so hard, and I don't know why they pressed this on the second half of this record because it's so bad for James Brown. It's like, where's your rhythm, man? Like, we know you got it. Like, he just couldn't, like, he was just like, he just kept like throwing the
did
one
they consider
in on, like,
finding
the
him, like he used to
just
find
being
remember he used to find his band.
Right.
He definitely did that.
And that's exactly where I was going with that, Michael. You and I are on the same boat. I would wish that the entire band was like, hey, JB, pay up, man.
Because that's what he would do. You go 10, 15,
fact,
20.
You put it on record
for
everyone to see. Yeah,
we got the evidence right here. We're going to spin it.
Yeah. That's like, what's his name? Comedian. Hey, Little Miss Muffet. He had that whole album where he was just...
Andrew, local hero.
Nice. Yeah, but did you guys ever listen to that album where he's just bombing hard and he still put it out?
Was it a comeback album?
Oh, no.
It was It was like the height of his like career, and maybe a little past the height of his career. Maybe he was on his way back down.
1992.
Something like that. And
hey, this guy Howard Stern, he's stealing all my stuff. How can I get back at him? I guess I'm going to make one of my favorite bona fide live stand-up records.
Hey, I was the original fart guy. Or what was his name? Fart man.
Yeah, fart man. I
he
was
stole
the original fart man.
He
I
stole the idea
up,
of a fleshy costume from me. I was the fleshy costume guy.
Here's the thing. Howard Stern, he had a much nicer ass than I did. I can't help that. I wasn't going to be flying around in chaps. I got boils on my ass.
I try to work out, go to the gym, do a lot of squats, bada bing, bada boom, but I don't have that bada like he do. Hey!
The Stern Badonk. You're not the only one to fall victim to the Stern Badonk, Mr. Clay. It's okay. It's all right, Mr. Clay. Don't suffer yourself too bad.
Hey, how come this guy has a VHS video that's hidden in my dad's VHS cassette tapes called Butt Bongo Fiesta?
I want to hear Butt Bongo Fiesta now for some reason.
But that was a real VHS that my dad had hidden in with some other tapes. Not all dirty ones, but that one was
that
a
was
lot
definitely
of movies.
Let's do that.
I found a fully nude workout tape.
Once. We're gonna do Butt Bongo Fiesta. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, turn around.
I'm into it.
Ooh, let's see that booty.
Oh yeah.
Let's turn around. Let's see that booty. I
wanna play drums.
This just screams. He's had a butt. He's Ed Stern. He's got a butt. His name's Howard Stern. Butt bongo fiesta time. It's butt bongo fiesta time. Butt bongo fiesta time. Butt bongo fiesta time. 12-year-old's wet dream. Looking on the booby scenes. But bongo.
Better than a magazine.
Booby scenes.
Wow, these are just getting better and better, you guys.
That'll be available on iTunes about an hour.
We are.
Are we a
Jedi after all?
Yeah, this
I just
is.
I just sent that to Baba Booey just to see if you know maybe something he could use for us, but probably
hey,
not.
I'm the second original fart guy.
What do you have on your resume? Backup fart man.
Who's Who's the now Andrew Dice Clay?
Good question. Let's see.
Modern day Andrew Dice Clay.
Who's the modern day Andrew Dice Clay?
Maybe
right
that
now?
That
judging by watching Last Man Standing, for me it's Tim
Allen.
Yeah,
I got it.
He's
got
definitely
it.
Up
yes,
there.
I got it.
No, there, I mean he's like 6. He's like 60 though.
That's true. We want a contemporary.
Yeah,
we want contemporary.
Who's Jeremy was going to say something.
21.
I got it. You ready? Connor O'Malley.
Oh, no way.
I don't know who that is.
No.
Why?
He's much smarter.
Now
I
got to look up who that is.
He screams a lot too, so that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, he does yell a lot. But yes, but I would say that he is much more intellectually present than Andrew Dice Clay would
be. Sorry, I thought I had it. For those who don't know, look
I'd
up
say
Connor
Big
Malley.
J. Okerson, but also he is also much more intellectual than
somebody in your somebody
but
more
he's
in your
dirty as fuck.
He's got to have like a catchphrase, whoever it is.
I was hoping this would be like a really fun, you know, segue into like, oh, let's talk about fun, dirty comics. And we're all like, I don't know. I don't, this is, we got that guy's got problems. This guy's got problems. This guy's going to
everyone's
jail.
Getting
this
me too'd.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Like what
have you,
go ahead, Jeremy.
Sorry, so go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to talk
there's
about
a little
more
lag. So we're
more
a little,
comics getting me too'd, but nobody really wants to talk about that.
I think there's a lot of content to be mined there. Yeah,
there's a lot of people who do want to talk about it, but
here's a question though. I mean, the world has changed dramatically in a year. You, I presume, being a stand-up comedian, have made a lot of your money on the road. So, like, what the fuck has happened? Like, how are you guys handling basically a year down, which is just insane? Just the sound of that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Crazy.
You know, I was making probably like half of my money touring or like doing residencies. Like right before everything shut down, I was just, doing like a lot of festivals, like a couple of colleges. I was on my way out of doing that kind of stuff, but I was doing more residencies at like the Ace and weird shit like that, just where I could, you know, just get weird. I feel like I'm, you know, like you mentioned, I made this pilot called Inside Voices, and I like really got into like making puppets, and that turned into me needing to like live in a place where I could, you know, work at home. So I ended up moving to Burbank and renting out one of Jim Henson's like first studios, actually. So like I have this like cool live workspace that Henson started, and just kind of wanted some kind of inspiration. And yeah, I've been doing like a lot of weird puppet stuff, musical. I mean, I'm still doing a lot of the same stuff, just not touring as much. And in some ways it's good, in some ways it's bad. You know, I don't know if you guys found this hard when you were touring, but writing on the road is really hard. So now I'm able to write a lot more, which is nice.
Have you found like Jim Henson's like third toothbrush or like
there was a bunch of skulls under a bush?
Did you find it through the puppet community or how did you
gotta pull those little
actually another comedian friend of mine a mutual friend, she lives next door, and she kind of gave the a little bit of a hint that there was a prop master that was living here for a long time, so it was just it's always been some weird entertainment.
It was well set up for the area. For the gotcha.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
If you look under the left corner of the end of your room, pull up the rug, there's going to be a bunch of fake IDs because prop masters love to make fake IDs.
I did not know that.
So if you can find anybody in your neighborhood that looks remotely like them and they're under 21, oh, dude, all the prop masters for Nickelodeon used to make me IDs until I was 21.
No, they did not. No, they didn't.
This is the best. This is the best. I was a senior in high school. I finished doing all that. And I drove cross country home. And I bought a car. And I had California plates. And I had one of the... there's a couple prop masters. One of the prop masters from the show made me a fake ID. And it was a California one. And I kept it in my, you know, shitty wallet with a little plastic. So you can have, like, your ID out. So you didn't have to pull it out. Because there's nothing on the back of it. And when I got back to Jersey, I was the kid that used to buy all the beer because I would go to the one place. And
they
never
looked at the back of the ID. That was the place.
You never looked at the back of the ID. Right. You didn't look at the back of the ID, but he looked and he saw that I was young. And I showed him my ID. And I was like,
preposterous.
He goes, it's a California ID. I said, look outside. He turned around and looked and saw my license plate at California Plates. And he was like, oh, I guess it's cool.
Nice.
So I just used to buy exclusively through that place because it was like the one. I was like, all right, I've been with this guy.
It's like if you had to park one spot over, you'd be fucked.
That's when I think about prop masters, that's all I think about. I was like, all right.
I like the idea of doing that 50 times with like different state plates. State plates and license pairings that you use to hit different shady stores.
Danny, was it a problem?
It's like my
you just
dad,
like you toss the lay you toss the lay back and you're like Hawaii plates, brah.
Was it a problem? Like people did people recognize you with your fake ID? And you're like they're just like whatever. You are on Pete and Pete, dude. You're a child always.
That's the coolest thing about it. Nobody really understands how old you are. If they were a kid watching you when you were a kid, you could be 50 years old and they still
have
think
no
you're
sense
a kid.
Of time.
When they look at pictures of you on Instagram, then they find you on Instagram and like look at pictures of you now and they go, "Damn, you look old." I'm like, "Yeah, no shit, dude." Like, you know, 18 was a long time ago now. Let me see your fucking picture at 7 years old and then what you look like now,
right?
Motherfucker.
Seriously.
It doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Sandlot guy in a grocery store not too long ago.
Did you call him by the name? Did you use the name?
I did not, but my lawyer is Chunk, and I do call him Chunk.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
is that
for real?
He's a
big entertainment lawyer.
I know. I
don't ever use him,
I almost use him. I almost used him for something.
Yeah, I mean,
recently.
People love him.
But he never got back
but
to
you
me.
Don't,
that son
but
of
you
a
do
bee.
Not tell your ask your lawyer to do the truffle shuffle. You absolutely do not do that.
Apparently, a lot of people have, and he will do it, but he's like fit now. I think after the truffle shuffle, it like got to him. Dude. And so he like became went to law school and he's a fit dude.
Spite is a powerful motivator.
I don't do the truffle shuffle for anything less than $1 million and 7.5%.
Jeff McMahon. good old Jeffrey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Is there anything people ask of you, like when they see you guys on the street?
They want us to kiss.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I would want, even if you weren't on a TV
weird,
show.
There's some weird, like, sibling stuff like that. Oh, look,
aren't you
guys, why don't you kiss? Michael C. Marone would be like, did you see where Danny just was? I think he just puked in between two cars. I'm not going to kiss that guy. He looks like he's very hungover and doesn't look happy.
I'd kiss you if I didn't have puke breath.
Because that happens sometimes.
So you were drinking on the job? I can see young Danny doing a little drinking.
No, I was smoking cigarettes. I used to shake PAs down.
So his breath would have been like an ashtray. I'm glad we didn't kiss. I am.
Between that and coffee, and that was like
between that and coffee, you were a Suede album, I think. And a squeeze song.
I can only steal. Look, I can't buy lottery tickets. I can only steal my dad's Butt Bongo Fiesta VHS tape to see titties. I might as well smoke cigarettes.
You're a nihilist.
Drink coffee on set.
Young nihilist.
Oh boy,
hilarious.
Those were the days. 30
good
something
times.
Years ago, guys.
Yeah, they. I guess you just celebrated an anniversary of when Pete and Pete first hit the air, which was exactly 30 years ago, a couple of days ago, I think.
So, it's an amended one. It's an amended one because we were on for 2 years prior. But
it's kind of saying that your birthday is a year from when you're born instead of a year from when you're conceived, because life begins at conception. Right. So your first birthday should be when you're 3 months old.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
True.
That's a good point.
And
I mean,
can you imagine that if you were you're just always 3 months older than you told everybody?
9 months old. 9 months older than.
Man, no. I'm saying 3 months though because you're right. It's 9 months.
He's
whatever.
He's good at music, not math. Okay.
Because I'm an idiot.
He's good at music. Leave him alone.
That doesn't make sense because if you're good at math, you're good
only
at music.
Fours, bro. Only
and
fours.
It's when you get into, you know, not algebra. Well, algebra is like the same thing. I'm talking about geometry.
It's time to drop some science.
The only class
I
failed in high
school. Drennan, I think it's time to drop some science. He's talking about history. And he's talking about geography.
Mm. Yeah, I'm talking about geometry.
History.
And he doesn't know his music.
And he's talking.
Don't know much about show intent. Don't know much about how to spell. There you go.
Don't know much about what that mean. Don't know how to sing. Don't no.
Thank you. That's the Benjamin Button song.
Not bad.
You really brought it home right there at the end.
Just,
yeah.
Just
like
turns
that.
Into
he
a
did,
baby at the end.
Did go back to baby talk. I do enjoy that. Yeah.
I was thinking, speaking of babies and being birthed
King
and
of segues.
Birthdays, and I feel like if we just had more bangers of first birthday in the hospital, so it's like baby comes out, shift over, and it's just like this McDonald's birthday party, and it's just like that's the 1 year happy birthday.
a DJ.
You would have to clean that. Look. Clearly,
into
Jeremy's never been to a birthing.
I've never
before.
Birthed a son. Yes,
you,
that's correct.
You need or daughter. You would have to the amount of money spent on cleaning the balls in the ball pit for a 1 day old to be jamming
I'm
in the
ball
pit.
I'm a ball
just,
pit sterilizer.
It's too much. It's too much.
I'm creating
an ideas guy.
I really do love that idea, though.
I'm not in the
just like cutting off the umbilical cord and just throwing it in the ball pit.
Yeah. The baby or the or the cord?
Right onto a Big Mac.
I think you put the placenta in the pit, I think.
Oh, it's a placenta pit.
Every birthing room is on a lazy Susan, and it just like slowly moves to the next stage.
It's like a Quiznos sub.
That is ridiculous.
Oh boy!
But that's that could be
a billion dollar
idea.
Honestly, we should put it in the book. We're gonna notate that in the transcript.
Look. Oh. Nobody wants to go to the hospital because
just
of COVID.
Get on this
Everybody's
lazy
scared.
Susan.
No one wants to have a baby there. Everybody's just going to do it at home. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do it at home, do it with the Danny Tamborelli patented Lazy Susan pregnancy birthday
Hell
dash.
Yeah.
First of all, you just stole my idea. Second of all, it's not going to be called that.
What's it going to be called? You got to have a name for your company.
Sorry, I just named it. I just named it, and you don't have any rights to it, man. It's gone.
I feel like
I already have a song for it, and everything. Right, Brennan just wrote it.
Right, here we go.
I believe when I hear it.
About to hear it go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
If you're having a baby and you don't want to do it in a hospital, you can do it in your own room. Why not? Have a birthday party too. You and me? How about your mom's too? I can rhyme two with two because one is T-O-O-T-W-O. Two, two. Oh yeah, actually... It's
baby.
A Danny Tamborelli Lazy Susan birthday bash birth. Birth, birthday bash. Put the birth back
the
in
bash.
Birthday.
Put the bash too.
It's a birthday bash. Back.
Got a
Put
baby
the bash in the
conveyor.
Birth with the birthday bash.
Straight from the mother's stomach.
I see you have something to learn about childbirth, Jeremy. I understand now.
I went a different way.
Jeremy thinks that a baby comes out of his belly button.
Hey, there are plenty of C-sections. Plenty of C-sections
right?
out there.
Yeah. Actually, for a good... this probably prepped Danny, but for a good, I'd say, day and a half, Danny and I looked at birthing videos because we wanted to make a man boob sketch. And it was just life-altering
at that
point.
You guys are true heroes.
Yeah, you know, you sort of go from... Thank
That's
you.
A lot of research.
That's why our sketch group no longer exists.
This is the reason why Brendan, Jeremy, and I never got Me Too'd is because we were called man boobs
Thank
comedy.
God.
No one's coming after us.
Speaking of that.
No one would touch us with a 10-foot pole. Yeah. Except for Drennan. Drennan was like, you know what? Nah, this sketch fest, let him put me with whoever. Oh, man boobs.
I'm
going to
give
these
lovable scamps a chance.
And I got to touch her man boobs. It was great.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
We touch man boobs before we go on stage.
What is the status of man boobs? I mean, sorry. No, I want to hear from Dremel. I feel like Dremelin has something to say here.
Oh, about man boobs? Yeah. Well, I just feel like people should give them more of a chance. About people?
Yeah, giving man boobs more of a chance. About people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like people should really think about man boobs a little bit more and like what they mean, because like they can be just as sexy if we really, you know, like they feel the same, like blind test, you know, do you really know the difference? It's hard to say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We set up several.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just all close our eyes and
blind taste tests and.
We should try again with a clothespin over the nose and earplugs as well as just a blind test.
Yes.
Well, during the pandemic, because I'm not touring or doing anything to make a lot of money too. I had a business. It was like a glory hole, but instead it was just my man boobs, and nobody could tell the difference.
No,
it didn't matter who.
No, a hole's a hole, a boob's a boob.
Everyone just said, boy. That milky, creamy skin, it's real nice. Soft, too. I said, they said, are you
Nobody
Irish?
Said
said,
no, but ma'am, I am tonight.
There was a lot of talking going on in that glory hole.
Hey, yeah, that's the weirdest thing about a glory hole.
They're not talking a lot.
Mouth,
when they're talking, they're not
spending.
Wow,
that's the problem.
These boobs feel great.
A second impeachment? Are you serious? Oh, let's get on with it. It was really
so. I says to Mabel, I says.
Why is Mabel always the best one? I used that in the Tuesdays with Alfie when I was cutting his nails and pretended he was at the salon. I said, Mabel said what? Mabel is just like a perfect name to throw out there if you're like,
are you scared of cutting your son's hair because you think it'll defeat his superhuman strength that he clearly possesses because you're scared of him because you're hiding in a closet right now? You're locked in your bedroom.
I think it's time too.
I think if you cut his hair, you won't be scared of him anymore.
Hey. Hey, why don't both you guys go take a long walk off a short period?
Let's parent your child for a minute.
It ain't in my control, man. My control is his hair is looking all right. He's not bothered. He's not bothered by it. And the blowback that I would get for even talking about it. Why? You wouldn't say that about a girl. You wouldn't say that about a girl. She's got long hair. You just let it grow.
Give her a crew cut.
Yes, it's true. So I'm of the adage that yes,
I would say that about a girl though. I would say it if it's like in their eyes and
that's
like looks uncomfortable.
He's got
like,
weird
course,
hair.
What?
Little baby's got weird hair.
Wait, yeah. Danny, how old is your kid?
Hey,
he's 20 months old.
Okay,
plus 9.
He's he's 20 months old plus 9.
They should have people should have little he should have little parentheses after their.
He's at 20 months minus the 9th gestation.
Oh, we're going to backdate him. We're going to backdate him to 11 months.
Danny, are you a musician? You're really good at math.
It's working. The index cards. Yeah, he's reading them.
That's it.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think I got my first haircut until I was, like, 3. Yeah. I was, like, a hippie kid. But I do remember it being kind of a traumatic experience, like, when I first got it cut. So, yeah.
So you're saying do it while he doesn't.
Yeah,
because
I ended up like
on.
Actually killing my father over it. So just you know.
Let's go.
Wait a little longer. He might be saying.
Let's get
wait
to it.
Wait until they can grasp.
Killing my dad for haircuts. Killing my dad over haircuts. Killing my dad over haircuts.
I killed my dad. I killed my dad.
That was bad.
Sorry, I just have to rhyme stuff.
Sorry about that, Dad.
Was it a successful killing or was
it was
it
just no?
Killing?
I just remember crying, and the other weird thing was like, my aunt gave me the haircut, so it was it was all in the family. But I think it
it was a family affair.
I don't know why I was crying. I guess I was just a sensitive kid. I remember also crying when my dad shaved his mustache for the first time, and I was like, "Who's this fucking stranger?"
Yeah.
I remember crying when it was time to go to Sketchfest. I didn't want to fly. I was like deathly afraid of flying. I used to cry all the time.
Is that true?
Once I was in the plane, I was fine.
Yeah.
Get some sushi.
Did you guys do Sketchfest this year?
Do you remember when we were flying to Sketchfest? No. No, they didn't ask us to be part of their fest.
Do you remember when you got the tickets for us three in a row?
Yeah, there was the one and only time where I thought it would be a fun idea for all three of us to sit in the same aisle because it would be like, it's all our space. Turned out to be a bad idea.
He's got a nickname.
We got
a stagger.
He's
got a nickname now, No Row Malone.
No Row.
Hey, I was not the problem, I don't believe. Somebody was vaping under the seat. Anywho, I just outed
that
you.
That was
sorry.
Before people knew. It's before people knew what vape pens were. Yeah. Okay, the U.S. Air Marshals were not on.
Yeah, now they're
eyeballing
you.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
but 7 years ago, it was like the wild, wild west when you're a mile high, a couple miles high, how many miles are you when you're in the air? Too many. Plus 9 equals 30, minus 22, which equals 19. Plus 7.
Music major.
It's 52.
Music major.
If my math.
Where'd you go?
Wait, so you were vaping up in the sky, huh?
What's the problem, dude? There's already clouds up there. What's the problem? Who's going to notice one more?
I don't see no cops.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. If you vape and then you blow into your sweatshirt.
I think if you blow into your Baja, it's probably a bit more obvious.
There are vents at the floor and it sucks everything out and nobody knows nothing. But if you smoke too much and you're up in the air like that, sometimes I puked once because I got too high because I like smoked too much of it. And I feel like the altitude and the pressure busted in my head. And I was like, this is cool. This is cool. This is really, I don't feel good. Yeah. Oh,
dude, I've been there. I took an edible on a flight to Scotland thinking I was going to just counteract the jet lag when I was going to get there. And I took this thing called a Chiba Chew and it's really strong. And even the guy at the store was like, just take half. So I took half, and started watching this, some movies. And then I got so scared that I didn't want to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to watch this Captain America movie. And then, the pilots are always interrupting the movies. So I was on an American flight and the pilot kept interrupting the Captain America movie. And I just couldn't stop thinking about how the Captain of American was interrupting Captain America. And it was thoughts like that for 19 hours. And I could not go to sleep. It was the fucking worst. No.
They had to eject you from the airport with a spatula.
I landed in 12 hours, but I had to stay on for 19.
I was trying to figure out your math. That's what I was doing. Wow, we went to the same school. Cool.
It reminds me of the time I went to a, I found a sign that said it was a little bodega. It was called 11-7. And then I looked across the street and there was a 7-11.
Whoa.
So not only does 7-Eleven exist,
how many hours did you spend at that intersection?
Just a few. It was a Vine. I don't know if you guys, we talked about Vine for three things now, but it was an old Vine video.
7-Eleven? 11-7?
Yeah. So I get your Captain America, American Captain.
Stop thinking about it.
Getting sucked into a wormhole. Yeah. Anyway.
Jeremy was out there looking for a strawberry Choco Taco.
There's this whole
Extended Strawberry Choco Taco Cinematic Universe. You were going to say it. Go ahead, say it.
Brendan, our buddy from Mamboos, swears up and down that strawberry Choco Tacos exist. I've never heard of them or seen them, but he swears as a younger child he had strawberry Choco Tacos. So there's been a search. We used to just get really, really blown out and go look for strawberry Choco Tacos. I don't know why, but and it wouldn't be Choco, it'd be Straba Tacos.
Yeah, that's why
I mean?
I'm not sure I believe that, because Choco Taco's in the name.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. Have you never had a chocolate covered strawberry?
I'm sure it's
still called a strawberry Choco Taco if they exist. Even if there's not an ounce of chocolate.
How did you search for it? Did you just go out on expeditions in Park Slope, or what was your process?
Yes. Well, Lower East Side, but yes, we would.
Lower East Side. Yeah. This came out of a lot of drunken nights in my old apartment.
Oh, the side of the hitting stick? Is that what we're talking about?
I think Brendan punched me in the face once that way. And then left to go get tacos.
What he's like, yeah, he's like, don't deny my dream. I'm going to get the straws.
Never happened.
I said they don't exist. You can go to every bodega in the city and they're not going to have it.
That was before phones, so he couldn't even prove it if he even saw one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe someone out there in the world has had a strawberry
taco. If you've seen a strawberry taco, let us know at 347-470-8150. Yeah. It's the Danny and Mike helpline.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Drennan, if you ever need us... and you don't want to do
right. You don't want to go through all the bureaucratic red tape. Just call like, my hotline.
Look, if you got a question, yeah, you just it's 347-470.
We'll do our best to get back to you as soon as possible,
and that's it.
Right on.
That's right.
And suck it, guys.
So wait,
I nailed
you guys
that.
Actually you did, have you a very like good a, job. Someone you any
standing
we
by
can call. Yeah, like someone can just answer the phone and like
well,
right now.
Unfortunately, I think it's a voicemail. Like sometimes does it ring inside Seltzer King Studios? I think it rings a red phone, right?
It should, but
rings
it does
a
not.
Red phone.
Yeah, and we don't have that technology yet, but we're working on it.
We're still working in the '80s where we just have a hotline
speaking of,
but if we wanted to really splurge.
Get me Tamborelli. Get me Balin. Get me Criminal Davis.
I have
me, get me Terminal Davis. Get me the best there is.
Hi, you've reached Terminal Davis. Can I help with you have any problems right now?
We're on the trail of some no good crooks, and we need your audio tracking skills. Jeremy, give them the lowdown.
We saw that there were three Choco Tacos that were regular, and somebody grabbed a bunch of strawberries and poured them all over, and they said they're strawberry Choco Tacos.
Don't believe it.
We gotta get on this.
Do not believe it. Anyway, if you have information, yeah, give us a shout on that hotline. But yeah, what I was gonna say
$3.75
was that I've been
you having a acai berry.
Ooh,
I love saying acai.
For the video watcher, I have an Akai reel-to-reel, and I just got it to work, ladies and gents. So send me your audio reels. I just turned it on, you know what I mean? Plugged it in, put the tape in, and my grandfather's voice from 1960 came out of it. I'm not even kidding. It was amazing. So yeah, anywho, that has nothing to do with strawberry ice cream or strawberry tacos.
Well, you said Akai right after Dremel said acai.
Yeah,
he was
at
just
some
rolling
point.
It around.
I like that this word association.
It's a musical gear nerd joke. You know, you see a Kai and you go, "Ooh, is that acai?" Because they look the same. Because
all
the
musicians
the
are health nuts. That's why it's funny.
And we're good at math.
I don't play the acai game. It's a Kai.
You don't play the acai game. I used to play it in like junior high, but like everything, you grow out of it.
Yeah.
Some kids still wear their Timberlands.
It's for babies.
All that
acai. Yeah. It's for fucking babies.
That's right. Drennan, you must have some plugs other than your YouTube series and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Inside Voices? Yeah, are you talking about Inside Voices?
Yeah. So Inside...
I love that first episode, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I'm going to be putting more out. I'm going to put it on Instagram, too. I don't know where people watch things anymore, so I'm just trying to put it everywhere. But yeah, you can just... Just my name, Drennan Davis. It's on Instagram. That's where I put most of the stuff. What else have I been working on? I'm also doing a podcast. It's a kids musical sci-fi podcast or family friendly. It's for like kids and stoned parents, which is, you know, yeah.
Awesome.
It's called Bantastic. It's like a lot of music.
You have a couple, new customers.
Yeah, here. Check it out. It's called Bantastic. Some of the same characters from Inside Voices, DJ Yeah and Randy, which is this AI character that I built for people who are scared of AI. this is him right here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Randy. Can you play some U-Roy?
Let's see, Randy. Let me see if I can turn him on here.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. I'm Randy.
Okay, that's great, Randy. Why don't you tell everybody what you stand for? Randy, can you tell everybody what you stand for?
Randy. Robotic. Android. Nintendo. Dinosaurs, yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah.
So,
did you name yourself, Randy?
He did name himself.
That's cool.
That. All Randys name themselves Amazing. That. I don't know why, but they do.
Drennan, my son, after he wakes up, gets a little milky time, and he needs to be quizzed by Alexa.
Oh, awesome.
So that's it. We just say, Alexa, quiz me about you. Actually, shit.
Oh, no.
Shut up. Oh, good. Didn't do it. You say, quiz me about you, and they're going to be like, oh, sure. Let's test your AI skills. And it's like, she has all these questions like, my biggest fear is water. Duh.
I don't get it.
My name, because she's electronic, brah. Water but, scares
but
all
there's
of
not a she. There's like, Randy?
Yeah, Randy.
Whoa, Randy. Come on, knock it off.
Randy.
Randy, quiz me.
I'm Randy.
You.
Yep, you already said that.
I'm a supercomputer.
Oh, you're a supercomputer. That's cool. Anything Randy. Else?
Phoebe's quirky.
Oh, okay. What does that have to do
archetype.
With anything?
He's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I'm a helper.
Oh, you're a helper. Okay, that's pretty cool.
He helped Jeremy fix his tape deck.
Yeah, like what are you talking
like
about here?
Tape deck.
There we go. Phoebe's quirky.
Yeah, you already said that, dude.
I'm gonna take a nap now.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. He's gonna take a nap now, I guess.
Happens to the best.
He watches a lot of Friends. He's taken a few too many baths. He has no fear of water, unfortunately.
Electronics, yeah. Fearless.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that explains a lot about Randy.
I like it.
But yeah, he's in Fantastic. He's in Inside Voices. Yeah, I guess I've just been doing like a lot of puppet stuff recently. Which is cool. You know, I'm into it. I've always been into puppets. Do you enjoy them? I feel like it's a very polarizing thing. Like either you love them or they scare you. Right on. Cool.
Jeremy and I wrote a sketch called The Puppet Bang Bus, which we thought was a funny idea.
Uh-oh.
It was just if you want to get involved, this could be our big thing. Look, it's just these puppets that drive around in the bus and try to get girls. And then as soon as they're in the van, then the puppets are like, oh no, what do we do? And you know, they have little like, you know, felt penises and you're
right.
Like,
they
oh,
need
what
money.
Are we gonna do?
I can't see you ever getting permission to shoot this.
We just need a van, really, and some puppets.
You just need a van
and a brain, you know, we're good.
And some black the funny thing about it is, if you'd be real puppets, so then you have the people in the black in like their black suits and everything who are actually manipulating the puppets. Being
what
like,
if
what
Dremel gets evicted
now?
From Jim Henson's old studio because he blasphemes puppets that badly?
I don't know. That's not going
to
happen,
like
Randy. That
to
wouldn't
wrap
happen.
This whole
right?
episode up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess it wouldn't happen.
Well, thanks, Randy.
Okay, good. That's good.
I feel like this is like the fourth time we've mentioned Puppet Bang Bus, so maybe to get to play us out here, if you would, not to put you on the spot, but if you have a theme song for Puppet Bang Bus, we can get this thing rolling right now.
Yes.
You know
let's
what I mean?
Do that.
It's spot. I put you on the spot.
Yeah, let's do
it's
that.
Actually the
here we go.
The key line too is oh fuck yes.
Here we go. Oh fuck yeah. Oh fuck yeah. Oh fuck yeah.
Puppet bangers.
Oh fuck yeah.
Puppet bangers. Yeah, yeah. Get in the bus. Puppet bangers. Not real human. You're not cheating. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Puppet bangers.
Bang,
oh,
bang,
bang,
bang. This is the song that sounds the most bang, like Ween. I think that's a good thing.
Oh,
oh man. Oh. You know what?
Oh yeah.
Mike, I love you so much for saying that right now. Ween's one of my favorite bands of all time.
You know,
you
I'm glad
fans? I'm
glad.
You guys are all Ween.
Oh boy. Yes.
Are we Ween fans
because of this podcast?
Are we Ween fans? For the listener, Mike just panned his camera.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
They're truly one of my favorites and very influential. I feel like.
I think that's awesome that such good musicians are influenced by such good musicians.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Have you guys ever...
Thank you, Mike.
Have you guys ever seen
that.
Him live?
Oh, sorry. You're talking to Drennan? Yeah, probably right.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Mike and I, we went to a Ween show together once. Twice. We've been to Ween twice together. Once when I was little, and once when you were an adult.
Amazing.
You plus nine.
Meant I was
plus
37 years plus old, which is 2 years ago, minus 5 years.
That quarantine has aged us 5 years, hasn't it?
Telling you.
Well, that's it. You'd be like, oh, man, like you're looking through your phone of people you should have been contacting for the last year, like to help you in your career. And you're like, oh, man, I haven't talked to them in over a year. Guess what? It was a pandemic. Quarantine happened. If you miss someone by a whole year, it's really like you only missed them by 3 months.
Oh,
so
I like this
call.
Angle very much.
It's never
much.
Too late.
I agree with this.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're all in the same boat, you know. There's so many people I haven't talked to that I probably should have, but, you know, we're all in that boat. And,
Everybody's dealing differently. Yeah,
in one day, the end of this year, maybe next year, we'll all call each other and be like, the fuck just happened?
You haven't cut,
I don't know, man. Yeah.
You haven't cut your hair caught? Once? What the fuck's wrong with you?
God.
All right. Gonna wrap this up. We are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. And you can find Danny at D Tamborelli on the Twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas, Michael's at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter. I am at Remy Balin, Jeremy Balin on the Instas. I have a podcast called Going Dork. Check that out. Check out DrennanDavis.com, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
That's where it is. I think that's the website. Yeah. Give us a look on that Patreon. We're going to start doing some more stuff. Maybe even a Pete and Pete rewatch.
Shout out to Beach Boys, Boba Fett, Funky, Randy, and all the whole crew.
That's right.
Funky Randy.
No, there was a comma. There was a comma in there. That wasn't Funky Randy. It was Funky comma.
Funky Randy. I took a bath.
That's
it. Yeah, Funky Randy.
I'm Funky.
I like that you're... You can download an accessory to your AI to make him
funky. That's DLC, bro. You bet.
Upgrade.
It's a lot of friends. A lot of friends.
Oh man!
Thank you so much.
Thank
Drennan.
You guys.
That was
this
so
was
much
a lot of fun.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.